As of October 10, a petition to change BC's driving laws so that dangerous drivers have their driving license revoked until they go to trial, and to impose lifetime driving bans on those convicted of extreme dangerous driving, had more than 6,200 signatures. The family of 12-year-old Xavier Rasul Jankovics, who died on August 25 in Cobble Hill after he was struck by a car while he was rollerblading with his family on a rural road near their home, started the petition. Xavier died in the arms of his father and older brother. Shawnigan Lake RCMP said at the time that officers were called to the 4100 block of Hillbank Road just after 8:30 p.m. on that day. According to police, a northbound Honda Civic lost control, hitting the youth before crashing into a telephone pole. Both occupants of the vehicle, age 17, suffered minor injuries and were transported to hospital for treatment. The police said in a statement that while they don't suspect that alcohol was involved in the crash, it has been determined that speed played an important role in the incident. According to the petition started by his family, Xavier was a bright light, full of promise for the future, and his life was taken far too soon. He was an active member of the local sports community, particularly in hockey, and a student at Queen Margaret's School. The petition said Xavier's law would mimic the proposed Andrews Law, which has been recently introduced in Ontario's legislature, that would include revoking an accused person's license until they go to trial and enacting lifetime driving bans for people convicted of extreme dangerous driving. BC's current legal framework does not immediately protect our communities from drivers who have been involved in reckless crashes, the petition said. The proposed legislation would introduce immediate mandatory driving bans for motorists involved in collisions resulting in death, and that these drivers are taken off the road immediately after the incident until charges are laid, or not laid, and any court proceedings are complete. The law would include suspending a driver's license, insurability, and the right to drive until due process. This would ensure a dangerous driver could not get behind the wheel again before our judicial system can properly process them, thereby protecting our communities. The petition said the family, now serving a lifetime sentence without Xavier's light, has launched the petition to strengthen BC's current dangerous driving laws. To sign the petition, go to the Xavier's Law petition on change.org. BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General Nina Krieger said she extends her deepest sympathies to Xavier Rasul Jankovic's family and friends. "I appreciate the family's courage in advocating for change and recognize their call for strengthened dangerous driving laws," she said. "Premier Eby has met with Xavier's family, and I look forward to also meeting with them and hearing more about their proposal to increase public safety. Ministry staff are looking at the Ontario law that Xavier's law is modeled after in their approach to driving prohibitions. As well, a fundraiser has been set up by a close family friend for the establishment of the Xavier Rasul Jankovics Foundation. The foundation will be directed by the family to support a series of initiatives in support of Xavier's spirit of positive community impact, including those that will protect families from having to endure such tragic loss in future. The fundraiser can be found online at https://gofund.me/5037372c.